Keith Peters reporting an appeals judge turned down a request from Donald Trump to move his trial.
Former President Donald Trump's request to delay his hush money trial in New York has been rejected. Jury selection is supposed to start next week. Trump's lawyers wanted the trial postponed while they attempt a change of venue outside of heavily Democratic Manhattan. Trump also wants an appeals court to reverse his gag order in the case. A ruling on that will happen later. Trump had suggested on social media the trial should be moved to Staten Island, the only New York City borough he won in 2016 and 2020. The former president is accused of falsifying his company's records to hide the nature of payments to his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, who helped him bury negative stories during his 2016 campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
Plans are beginning to take shape for the Republican Party's national convention in Milwaukee this summer, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Hundreds of news media personnel gathered here in Milwaukee for the latest convention update and to finalize technical plans and logistics for the four-day event in mid-July. Organizers said major contracts are in place, including for hotels and transportation. City officials and business owners are hoping for a major economic boost from the GOP convention, which is expected to formally nominate Donald Trump and will take place in fewer than 100 days. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
President Joe Biden says student loan relief will empower Americans to pursue their dreams without the burden of debt. He visited Wisconsin on Monday to announce new steps to help more than 30 million people. Opponents call his campaign to eliminate student debt a blatant political ploy for votes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points, the Nasdaq rose 5, the S&P declined 2, oil down to $86.43 a barrel. This is SRN News. An atheist group comes after a basketball coach.
Dawn Staley is a Christian, and sometimes after her University of South Carolina women's team plays a game, she will make references to her faith in comments to the media. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has a problem with that. The country's leading atheist group has made a formal demand that the university take disciplinary action against Staley for her comments, claiming that they might make atheist players, quote, feel unwelcome. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York State officials are being allowed to continue their legal action against a county outside New York City that has banned males from competing on female sports teams. A U.S. district judge has denied Nassau County's request for a temporary restraining order against State Attorney General Letitia James. The initial ruling does not address the legality of the county's ban. That issue will be decided at a later date. This is SRN News. A town in Mississippi is struggling.
The town of Rolling Fork has struggled to rebuild after a devastating tornado struck last March. The tornado killed 14 residents and reduced the town to rubble. Nearly 400 jobs were lost in the county after the tornado, and about 300 structures were destroyed. Rolling Fork has seen a sharp decline in tax revenue, and the city's infrastructure suffered millions of dollars in lingering damage. Officials fear a population exodus could loom without more resources. John Scott reporting.
Jury selection has begun in a lawsuit against BNSF Railway over the lung cancer deaths of two people who lived in a Montana town where thousands of people were exposed to asbestos from a vermiculite mine. For decades, the W.R. Grayson Company mine produced the contaminated vermiculite. It was stored in a large railway yard. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.